This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Race Wars back in the house. Jesus Christ, there's a lot of niggas in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my. It's a nigger fest. It's a festival of niggers. Huh? Oh, man.
Say it with him, Karen.
It's been a long It's been a long week.
So close.
I first got to give a shout out to Carl for passing away. My boy Carl Ruiz passed away this weekend, and I love him and I miss him. We're going to do a tribute show to him tomorrow at Gebhardt's on Obi's podcast. So, yeah, boom. Anissa, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Anissa Amani. I'm the second time here with Sherrod.
On yeah! She know we a thing now. Now tell people where you're from and where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from Germany. My parents are from Iran, but I was...
You see my Jewish daughter get a little nervous when you say Germany?
I hear her.
Iran and Germany. Both the things she hates.
All I want to say is too soon, but please continue.
We talked about that last time.
Places that are not Jew-friendly.
Too soon.
I was like, I'm from Germany, and she was like, oh, and then I was like, yeah, but my parents are from Iran. She was like, oh, double O. And I was like, okay,
gross,
sorry.
Gross.
Yeah.
We forgive you. Go on.
Welcome
Nobody's
back.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. So I'm a comedian from Germany. I already said I'm the first German woman and European woman, actually, with a Netflix special.
That's
international
right.
One.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's in German language, though. But
I understand German, though. I speak German. That's luckily for me. I listened to the whole special, and it was amazing. Awesome. Yeah, a lot of a lot of that. A lot of that.
And then I started with comedy in English, and I had the pleasure to play in L.A. at the Laugh Factory. We were already talking about all the friends we have in common from L.A. And so that it was my first time in New York, and I met nice people like Sherrod, who gave me a chance.
I'm a wonderful boy, guys.
Yes, he is.
I'm just, I was raised right. I make people feel welcome, Karen.
A saint
you
among
are
men,
everybody's
Sherrod.
Dad.
Oh,
so, yeah. Stop collecting children.
I cannot stop collecting them.
How many daughters of different colors?
That's probably the weirdest sentence I've heard. Yeah. Stop collecting
have
children.
You met Sherrod?
Lady of Strength.
You have been collected.
Nico, welcome, Nico. This is Nico's first time on the show, ain't it?
Yeah, after so many times of trying, finally got to be on Race Wars.
There you go.
There's people in the
introduce
audience.
Introduce yourself to the people.
My name is Nico White. I'm a comedian from Harlem. Sherrod adopted me 12 years ago.
Yes.
And, you know, he's good. He's good on child
Nico's
support.
Nico's only 13 years old. You know that, right?
I'm telling you.
He's the youngest nigga in comedy.
Looks good. He's looking good. Thank you. I try. You know, the beard came in early. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got the remainder of my beard when Sherrod lost the rest of his hair. So it all worked out.
It's all pubes for me now. And I'm proud of him. Let's keep going.
I'm Mikey Mays. I'm a comedian from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's right. Weird-ass Albuquerque.
Yeah, man.
What's Albuquerque like? Now, what's the comedy scene like over there?
Bruh, I'm here. So,
that's how bad it is?
Nah, it's just different, man.
How many clubs they got?
Our open mics are our shows. Like,
right.
Yeah, it's just one of those places.
Is it all bar
it's
shows?
Like Germany,
it's
right?
All bar shows okay. Everywhere, man.
And I thought Albuquerque had one club, though.
They did, but then they wouldn't book the local acts, so the local acts were like, nah, bruh.
You'll have to go see Bob Saget. Yeah. They'll give y'all no run.
It closed down because of that, right?
Yeah.
Really?
I believe you got to give love to the local scene or it ain't going to be in the comedy club.
So it's back they down proved to that. Zero clubs
in
Albuquerque?
Yeah, there's no clubs in Albuquerque.
Wow. But I'm sure it's still some funny people there trying to get
That's why I'm here. Like, you know, to be like, yo, no, we're dope down there. But
okay.
It's like, a lot of times we get in our own way. So.
Mikey Mike?
Yeah, Mike Brown from West Harlem.
There's
a lot of Harlem on this show.
Yeah,
now.
We gentrified now. What up, white people? Hello. Thanks for listening. Yo, Mike Brown, follow me early. All right, here we go before I say something fucked up. All right.
Now, Mike, what school? You went to school and everything in New York?
Yeah, I went to Frederick Douglass for high school, and then I went to school in Newark for college, and I went to Hunter.
So, okay.
Yeah, I'm just a community.
Struggling, baby.
Struggle.
Why you think I'm here, nigga? Struggling.
You said I went to Frederick Douglass
That's
in
right.
Newark for high school.
in Newark. It got worse.
He didn't learn his lesson.
Yeah, I've been shot a few times. You know, just the normal story.
Jesus.
He did not learn his lesson.
No. No.
Let's keep going. Karen, give it a mic now. Let's introduce yourself.
My name is Natasha Leith Hamilton. I go by Tosh. I am known as the intuitive guru.
Yes.
I have a gift where I can read people's past, present, and future.
That's right.
Wow.
And now everybody locked in now, ain't you?
Listen to black women.
Break it down.
In person, over the phone, and I can also read pictures. So you can show me a picture of someone and I can tell you everything about them. I have an array of celebrity clients. I'm working on some entertainment projects right now, and I have a lot of clients internationally.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, I know everybody's business in this
triggered.
Room.
Yes. I need to.
We're going to have to break everybody down because I might get nervous.
Yeah, so.
My hand is taking up a lot of energy. You see it?
Yeah. Keep that mic on.
I don't see that energy, but you ain't reading me. I'll see it. I'm scared. I'm already scared. No, I want none of this.
Wow.
I
am picking
now,
up.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from New York City. I'm from Queens, New York.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
What high school?
Well, I was actually born in Brooklyn, but raised in Queens.
Okay, what high school you go to?
I went to Grover Cleveland High School.
I know Cleveland.
I hated the high school.
I know Cleveland. You used to have a little shorty. You used to have a Puerto Rican tasty.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, I had a nice little Puerto Rican tasty. I used to smash over there at Cleveland.
Puerto Rican tasty.
It's my town, man. It's my town.
Dog, I've had nicknames for Puerto Rican women before. It's never been tasty.
Well, welcome to the future.
Welcome to the future. Where can I get one of them?
So you went to Cleveland and grew up in Cleveland High School. You grew up in New York. When did you find out that you had these powers?
My family realized when I was 6 years old that I had this gift. So I had it my whole life.
It's like either she's intuitive or nosy because the bitch know my shit.
Everybody's shit.
Really?
I am the girlfriend with the gift. I am a homegirl. I'm going to talk to you as if I'm one of your homegirls, one of your friends. I just so happen to know all of your business.
I know Lainey. Wow. You work with Lainey. Lainey's your publicist.
Yes.
And one of the other Lainey's clients was on Judge. What's his name? Yeah, Judge Dodell was on the show.
Elena?
And she told me that you saw him and said that something, he had a health situation.
Yes, I did.
And then it turned out that he did.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Something was wrong with his leg. He had to get surgery.
Yes, I am.
And she didn't know that before. She knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody at the table, if you got any ailments, she's going to pick up on it.
I will.
Just let
I
me
will.
Die, please.
Who got the hurt?
Yeah,
you got shit to yourself.
Yeah, we don't need to know that.
Let me go out like a gangster. No?
I don't want to know.
A mic.
Don't scare
Mike, please. I got you. I got to do it. I have to do it. You're sitting right next to me. I mean, you want to switch
seats? Wait, let's see what she feels. You feeling something? You feeling a vibe on it?
I am picking up.
What are you picking up? What are you picking up?
Something with a woman.
Okay.
There's someone who he needs to be careful around. Someone who's a little bit obsessed. So he needs to be very careful. And it could be someone along the lines of an ex.
We didn't even talk to Karen yet. I don't know. What
did you tell her?
I don't know. I put up too much on Instagram, apparently.
Did you feel something?
What
that
you mean?
Wait.
Did she tell her? Y'all victim blaming already?
Yeah, I mean, listen. Before I say anything, I just want to say I listen to black women. So whatever you say, I'm going to agree with. So yes, there is some issues with the ex, we'll say.
Okay.
There's issues with the present, I'll say. There's probably issues right now with women in the room I don't know. So I'm with you.
Well, this ex that I'm seeing, just be very mindful of your social media.
Yeah.
Because this ex-girlfriend is making up fake social media names to follow you and to find out what you're doing.
But everybody ex does that.
Yeah. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Germany.
No.
Whoever follows you that doesn't have followers, delete them.
Right, but she has information on him that no one knows, and either a friend will find out or you will find out about it. So just be mindful of phone calls from exes.
Do I know the information?
No, she does. She knows things about you that you haven't been communicating with her yet because she's making up fake Instagram
names. Oh, my God.
So bro, you about to get got, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah, somebody pray for me.
You need to not jizz in anybody. You cannot come anywhere.
I am putting my shit on private right
when
I
leave. Listen, you need to just absorb it back.
Now, are you dating somebody right now?
Yeah, I'm dating somebody right now, but I'm worried about ex-girlfriend.
Like trying to fuck it up? Like your ex-girlfriend trying to get back in the picture?
I don't think it's that.
How did y'all break up? Was it a bad break? Is it a black girl?
No.
There we go.
She's not trying to get back in the picture. She's just very jealous. She has jealousy tendencies.
White girl?
She's insecure. She's a little bit crazy. She suffers from depression. Does she suffer from depression?
Listen, I'm legally.
She's
not
actually
able
here,
to
Mike. Can we bring her out? Oh no! No, bitch, no!
That was real work.
Jesus Christ!
You can play all you want, nigga. That was real work.
Did you feel it? No, nah. Stop yelling at the mic. Don't yell.
Okay. I thought we were talking about race.
Man,
I
mean,
about my life.
You really did turn around.
Oh, yeah. You shit. Jesus Christ, I'm scared.
So what you feeling on Nico? You see, look at Nico over here.
Oh, that type of stuff creeps me out.
No, let him be creeped out of those race wars.
Let me be clear. My gift comes from God. It's natural. I don't like candles. I don't do voodoo. I don't do unicorn.
No, I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying I had a
But it might be positive stuff. It might be positive.
Okay, so all I want to tell you is that I see moving for you. I don't know if you recently moved, but you're considering moving, but I'm seeing moving. Okay. So that's a good thing.
Yep.
You need
it might
to
be LA, you fucking
space
you trying to blow up.
But I'm picking up moving. But does that mean anything to you? Moving.
Not at the moment, but it might. So we'll see.
You're gonna be moving.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
That project's coming through.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Anissa, go to Anissa now.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Anissa's really good. She's working on a ton of projects right now, really trying to get herself out in the door. I'm sensing something with you with LA. I know that you mentioned that you just came out with LA, but there's going to be another project in LA that's going to come up for you that's going to consist of you having to go to LA.
Is it our wedding? Is it going to be our wedding?
Well, you guys actually make a really cute couple.
Thank you. Make that work.
But it's really a cool project. I don't know if you're speaking to someone out there that you're trying to land an opportunity with, but they have some cute comedy platform that will make sense for you, and you will be going back out to LA to do that.
David, did you hear that? I need some more money on this project. Okay. I have like some competition. Right.
Does that mean anything to you with LA, with you having to go to LA, anything?
Actually, no, I was signed by UTA. I think they're
they're
in LA. They are in LA, and we were talking about, but I don't know if there's a major thing coming
up.
Well,
you've been talking to them about projects or things that they want to work on with you?
Yes, I did, yeah, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, there's some stuff that's coming that will come out of those conversations,
yeah.
So you will have to go back to LA, so that's exciting.
More, I want more, okay? I want more.
Well, your love life, that's a whole other conversation.
Hello! It's complicated? You see a
little
face?
I just want you to be very mindful of your dating life. I don't sense that you have a lot going on there at this moment.
Okay.
Just be focused more on your career as opposed to relationships.
But she can give a nigga a taste though, right? Okay. You see a taste in the future?
So just be mindful of that.
You can't see no future taste. What about my white daughter Karen? She right next to you, so I know you're picking up on these Jew vibes.
Yeah.
I can say
she's really good. I would say that from a family perspective, there's some stuff going on with family right now. Not in a bad way, just some disconnect in terms of communication. Not anything massive. It's something that's been going on for a while since you were young in terms of communication. Nothing bad. Just really trying to create a more tight-knit relationship with the family. There's a gap with communication or something like that. I don't know what that means to you. Does that mean anything to you?
Oh,
okay, on the father side, with the father. Really? Is what I'm getting.
With your daddy? Remember the first time I met your father? When we was down a dark alley doing drugs?
Jesus.
And he, we come walking out of there.
I had to control
her poor
his
father.
Face.
Seeing me and his little sweet daughter come out of dark alley.
Your dad is good. Just some communication stuff with the family. That's all. Nothing.
That's a true story.
I believe you.
Anyone
lying? What about dating?
Was there? I'm not really.
Show respect.
Lady?
Okay. I'm not really picking up anything with dating right now. I just feel like there's some stuff that's lingering. Nothing too solid. Is there someone in your life that you were dating or whatever? Because I'm sensing a gap.
Oh.
Okay. There is a guy?
There is a gap.
There's a gap.
There's a man-shaped gap where a man should be.
Okay. There's a gap.
There's no one. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
There's
but
a gap.
But there is a gap. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not just an empty space. It's gap-shaped. Wow. There we go. Yeah. Okay. I'm like a month and a half. Maybe it's like 2 months now out of a breakup, so that's like not a lot.
Yeah,
that's not
a lot. Yeah, you'll be hearing from him again. It's not over.
I fucking bet.
So just be mindful that the text messages, the phone calls, he's going to want to see you again. He's going to want to hang out with you.
No, it's a trap.
Well, he needs to get his shit together.
Yeah,
you know, he's very inconsistent. He doesn't have it together.
He doesn't.
And he's not stable.
Not at all.
Yeah.
How did you know? So, are you playing a numbers game? Are so few people stable that if you say that, it rings true with everybody?
Yeah, that is stable.
You're right. You're 100% right. He is not stable. And I think the family thing that you're talking about is maybe like maybe me and my sister who are working on a relationship.
Does your father want you guys to really mend that relationship? Because I'm sensing stuff with your dad in terms of that.
So she and my dad have sort of always been tighter than, like, it was kind of me and my mom and then her and my dad.
Oh, got it.
We're kind of the close ones. And then, I have gotten the feeling that if I don't, if we don't make the effort to spend time together, we're just not going to have, like, it doesn't, you don't get closer as adults, you get farther apart, right? So if you don't make the effort, it doesn't happen like that.
Right, correct. Yeah, there's the family disconnect and the family miscommunication.
It's fascinating.
Don't leave that nigga out. What are you feeling on him?
Please don't tell me I have cancer.
Really good guy. I love the fact that you jump out on a leap of faith. I think it's amazing that you came out here to do your comedy. Being that there's nothing really happening where you are, you're willing to do whatever it takes. I feel like you left some stuff on the table in terms of your career just to do this. There was something that you left behind. Did you leave a career endeavor to pursue your comedy career?
Did I? Was that? I didn't know if that was the question. I thought you were predicting the future. I was just like, all right. I'm with it.
Right. You lost track. I saw you gloss over. Right. Did you leave another career in Albuquerque to come here to change your comedy career?
I mean, I left my whole life.
Not in Albuquerque, just in general. Like, your whole career. Because there were other things that you intended on doing, but you left that alone so that you can pursue your comedy career.
You give up on those
things. Yeah.
Now, what does acting mean to you? Acting.
It looks fun. It looks like a party.
You ever thought about acting? Because I see acting with you.
I don't know. Look, it looks dope, but it's like always, like, you know, when you read somebody else's work and you're just like, I could do that. Like, I just don't. I don't know how well I take direction. Okay. That's all it is.
Just pursue that. Look into that. If there are any acting opportunities that comes up for you, make sure that you pursue that because you actually would be very, very good at it. So think about that. Okay.
Like
what does
you.
Sports mean to you? Sports.
I'm
in the, school.
Oh, that's a touchy subject. I'm getting old. Like, my body's breaking down. I'm broke.
You're through, nigga. You know you're through.
Bro. Bro, I was walking around with a limp because I hurt myself in basketball. I broke down and cried because I couldn't do it the same way. Like, sports is, it's
weird. You don't snap back like you used to.
It just doesn't. It's like a hard feeling to realize, like, my glory days are gone, you know?
Did you used to play sports? Did you play sports before?
Yeah.
What'd you play? Did you play basketball?
I used to play basketball and ran track.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice.
Yeah, very athletic.
Yeah.
So that's really good
And
for
then
you
found your time was getting slower on the track?
Yeah, it was. Bro, I lost the race to Nico, dog. Like, and it was like.
You were never faster. I went to school in the Bronx, nigga, ran track for 2 years. Let's stop playing these games.
Running for cops, running for trains. Fuck that.
Just running regular track. Like, I'd break my stride in like 8 blocks. And that would never be.
Yes.
Nico spanked it.
Yeah, he killed me in basketball. I'll give him that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Then karma came back and got his Achilles. So, yeah. Nah, bro. That nigga chin checked me for no reason. And then had the nerve. He chin checked me, almost took my jaw, and then later in the game called a foul.
First of all,
I tapped his shoulder.
There wasn't full extension. There was no full extension on the offhand. It was clean. Right. It was clean.
Yeah, you just shoulder checked me in the goddamn jaw. My teeth ain't been the same since. Let's move on.
Anissa, what's going on in Germany? You've been back in Germany for a while, right?
Yeah, I was back in Germany for
ain't no boy over there that you messing with, is it? I'm gonna fuck somebody up over there.
I want you to come over. I already told you I want you
I'm coming.
I want to have you, any of you, actually. I told you, everybody who's from New York.
No, I'm staying at your place. I'm coming over.
he's like, I'm already there.
I'm staying with you.
Sherrod was like, as soon as you walk out this door, I'm there already.
I'm already home. The comedy scene's still popping? What's going on?
The comedy scene is like growing and growing.
Because it's hard for people to believe that Germans.
I know.
Know what funny is.
I know.
Oh, that nine.
I get that a lot. Like every time I told people over here that
take
I have.
Phone thank so you. Break them.
Thank you.
I know you got Netflix money.
Take it easy over there, Germany.
Nine.
I'll get you some Netflix headphones.
I would love that, please.
Yeah. So I got that a lot here over here because I know us Germans, we're like not actually very famous for having a huge
sense of humor.
But the scene is growing,
I believe
and very influenced by everything which is happening here. So this is the reason I'm here today because I'm with a German television channel, a big one.
What's
called
the channel?
ZDF.
Oh, ZDF. Oh yeah, I know ZDF.
So the guys from ZDF, they're over here and they're doing a show about the top 10 German comedians. I'm one of them.
That's amazing.
Okay.
And the show is called. heroes, and everybody is talking about the heroes and the people who inspired them. And I'm they're shooting everybody in Germany, and they asked me, Anissa, who's your hero? And I was like, I need to be like real on that one. I have huge German comedians who I love, and like. Also, like the old
school. But
there's
an American
one.
Who you liked. Go ahead and spit up the American.
And I said, I don't want to like seem to be like very, very humble. But what I actually said is like what I love is like the comedians who still have the hustle, who like who are great artists, but still on the streets, still trying and still grinding, and they're like going. And I said, I think the best city in the world is not LA for that. It's New York, because the New Yorkers are so real. I told you last time.
That's right.
I was like, you have the great FN comedians of the world, but they're all very dark, you know. They're all talking about suicide and blah, and they're always. I was like, what's wrong with the New Yorkers? Like every set, it's like it's genius, but they're talking about like suicide and dark things all the time. The women and the men.
Yeah.
But I was like, I love how they're like in this business for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and still love the art and going for that. And I said, my heroes actually are on the streets of New York, or on the streets actually of every city in the world, but New York has the most, who are like doing this for the art and not for the fame. And it's hard to find that nowadays, that somebody is like really into what is my content, what do I want to tell people. Like I am very political in my stuff in Germany. Sometimes I lose them, sometimes I gain them, but the moment you talk politics, I told you about the AfD story and the song I made, and they were all that's a like right-wing German party, and I openly talk about them, and I say fuck the AfD and blah blah, blah. Can I say that?
You can say fuck.
So I talk about.
AFD, we're not so sure about, but fuck, so I, we can actually do it.
And I told you that my come on, Mike. I was trying
I'm just trying to be a good hero. I'm so sorry.
I'm trying to be like very intellectual, political here.
I agree. I'm just being an artist from New York. You don't listen to my life. I'm sorry.
It wasn't about New York. It was about artists all over the world, especially the women, of course, because I like, you know.
Well, I'm sorry.
But also the men who like were grinding. And then I said, New York just has the most. And I met so many cool people over here. And you guys, like I told you, to me, Netflix, great. I have two specials on Netflix, but I told you. Yeah, I got a short one. On the
You got another special within 10 minutes of me meeting.
That shit is incredible, man.
Hey, man, y'all don't come here to hate.
I'm not even hating. I'm just putting it out there for the people.
But Mike, I'm not saying it just to be humble, to be on the Comedy Cellar stage. I was on the Black Fat thing.
Yeah, Fat one. Black.
Yeah, that's the name. So I was on that stage, but that's to me, it's. I don't want to say bigger. I don't want to say ungrateful, but it's harder, of course, because it's a different audience and it's a different language to me. It's not. I mean, I'm English is not my mother language. I speak without thinking, but I do a lot of mistakes because I speak very fast. Yeah. I don't want to speak like slow and then think about every word and have a better vocabulary if I have a talk more slower. I talk fast and then I don't care for mistakes. But so it's huge for me to be there 5 minutes, you know, and then I see all these people who are like in this business for 20, 30 years and know a lot of people who are like huge names. I told you the story when I met Dave Chappelle and Mos Def and stuff, and I was like dying.
Show me on
his
doll where they touched you.
I was dying. He didn't. But I was dying to meet these people. So I said, my heroes are on the streets everywhere in the world. So that's why we're here, and that's why we're shooting this. And I'm proud to have you all on this show. And I always said that wherever you're in Germany, I'm so proud that I get the opportunity from people like Sharad to be in this place. So wherever you're in Germany, I say, Anissa, do you have a show? I want to play. Awesome. If it is a city where Germans speak English, which is like Berlin, Hamburg, blah, they do speak everywhere. But, you know, I play huge shows, like 2,000 people, 2,000 seater venues. So if you're there, just give me a call. You have my number.
Who are these other 9 comedians on this fucking journey? Because I'm racking my brain. I can't come up with one.
I wanted to ask
that's
you.
How
who are they?
Who do you know? Name me a famous German person. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody.
Adolf Hitler. Adolf.
Okay, that counts. That's a bad example, but it's
Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel. That's all I know.
I don't know any of the good famous Germans. Though.
Yeah, the good ones are hard.
The dude who made the BMW?
I said Angela Merkel and Adolf Hitler.
Maybe one of the car makers.
Okay, I'll give you a nice help.
That's a Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, but he's from Austria.
Isn't that the same place?
Famous German.
No, he's from Austria. Greta. We love to claim him. We love to claim him because I love Christoph Waltz.
There's a Greta.
There's a Greta.
Fuck me.
Wow. I got two more. Hansel and Gretel. That's two Germans, baby.
Classics.
Did you say Merkel already?
Yeah, I said Angela Merkel.
I was hoping for the Jewish ones.
Oh, I didn't
come
think
on. Oh. I don't know.
Einstein.
Okay. Right. Oh, Anne Frank. Right.
Yeah,
Anne Frank.
Yes.
There you go.
Famous. It's very hard not to go full Holocaust.
Go
ahead, Rally.
It's hard.
So wait a minute. So who was the fucking comedian?
On Sports Type, Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh yeah, Dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirk.
Yeah.
You mean
Dirk Nowitzki? Yeah.
His name is Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah. Dirk.
And he's a comedian?
No, he's a basketball player.
I thought you asked her the toxic.
I did.
Oh, so I'm not wrong. Yeah. Okay.
One yet.
So she just like the basketball.
She don't even know the German comedian.
That's why she got us to guess over here.
It's her and nine other people.
I know the comedian.
Zeppelin?
I have one hero, but he retired. A German comedian called Volker Pispers.
I'm sorry. Volker
Pispers.
I
met him. I love him. He's a great hero
Google
of mine.
Him, please.
I thought he already retired.
Karen, please.
Volker.
Pispers.
Volker Pispers.
Can you please?
That's fair enough.
Google this Nazi sympathizer.
He's such a he's a lefty. He's left, total left, but very intelligent.
I don't know what German left looks like.
Sympathizer. What's that
like? Like every around the world, left people like mostly some kind of mustache or beard.
Oh, a hipster.
Left people
hipster.
Always have some looks going on.
Anissa, can you spell this dude's name?
The fuck do you spell this?
How many German black comedians are there?
Yeah. Oh. That's a very good question. We do have what we have, team, from Eritrea. So we do have Eritreans in Germany. We have from all over the place, but we do have
Eritrea,
a lot of
Eritrea. You got beef with Ethiopia, Eritrea? Too, don't you, nigga?
Is that Africa?
They killed it? They killed that beef? No more Ethiopian beef?
We have two Eritrean comedians. Yeah, Teddy, of course, Teddy.
Teddy who?
Teddy is an Eritrean comedian,
what's
but
his last
he
name?
Does
you
more sketch comedy. But he has a special on Netflix. Teddy has a special on Netflix.
What's his last name?
No, that's his name.
Oh, he's just one name?
No, Teddy? Teddy Tekleban. Teddy Tekleban.
Okay, we'll go with Teddy.
Shout out on Teddy, unless I love him. He's a nice guy. Teddy
Tekleban is a black comedian from Germany, and he's Eritrean.
Kudos to you, brother.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Shout out to Teddy.
Kudos to Teddy.
We got to get Teddy on the show. We definitely want Teddy on the show.
He deserves it so much. I love him so much.
Now,
he does
his jokes in German, does he?
Yeah, it's all German. So
he was born and raised in Germany, or did he move?
Like me, yeah. Born and raised.
Born and raised,
yeah. I mean, I was 6 months old when we came over to Germany. But almost. Pretty
this guy spells his name Volker Pispers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Volker
Pispers. V-O-L-K-E-R.
His the name is like a Soul Train scramble board that somebody didn't finish.
I want to see the face of this guy because I know what I'm thinking. I want to see if it matches.
Yeah.
Yo, what is Eritrean? What is that?
Eritrean.
Eritrean is a country in North Africa.
It's next to Ethiopia.
Do you know Ethiopia?
It's next to
Ethiopia. They're always having some kind of war.
They usually have
Now they're cool.
Got you. Okay.
But we have a lot of Eritrean comedians.
Yeah, that's him.
But we don't. And generally, I mean, of course, it's not. Germany is as big as.
So like
yes, Nipsey Hussle is Nipsey Eritrean.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought Tiffany Haddish is Eritrean.
See, that's the thing.
Tiffany Haddish.
Her father is, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
She's from Eritrea.
Oh, I got a lot of exes from Eritrea and Ethiopia, and I play them against each other. Yeah, I'm troublemaker.
The evil in your eyes as you said that is how I know it's true.
You know it's true.
But I have
you heard that bitch? You heard what she said about you?
I have to give props to the comedians in Germany because when I was here, other comedians, sometimes they don't give you the right respect, and they're like, okay, so everybody gets a special over there. And I was like, no, it's still the same thing as here. Yeah. It's just a smaller community. So here you have 1,000 comedians and 50 of them might have a Netflix special. Mm-hmm. There we maybe just have 100 comedians and then 3 only have a Netflix special.
Yeah.
But it's still the same. They're working for 18 years. So it's if you have, I might say that if you have one or if you're on TV, you're a person who had luck, of course, but you were also good at what you do. Because sometimes over here, I felt like people were telling me like, okay, so Germans, they don't have comedians. So if they have one and they're already on TV, I was like, no.
They're just jealous ass haters. We know goddamn well. tell that it's not easy anywhere to get a Netflix special. Jealous haters. Good for you.
That's now, just New York.
Which one of these, if any of these 10 top comedians or 9 other people have like a big TV show in Germany or some shit?
Oh, yeah, they do have. They do have comedy show. I don't know from these 10 who
Who's
has.
The Seinfeld of Dumb Germany?
Oh, the Seinfeld. That's a very good question.
And then
that's
who's the
very
Chris
good.
Rock?
Yeah. I think I need to give that to David. David, who would you consider the German Seinfeld? Do you have somebody? Can he be dead? Yes, he can be dead.
He might have to
be
dead. He might have to be. You're actually expecting that.
He must
he can be dead, yes.
What, a German with a Jewish show?
Who would you say? I'm interested in your opinion.
Yeah?
Loriot. Yes, Loriot. He's dead. He's an German person.
Loriot.
He was. He is German. Yes, I agree.
And he,
was he Jewish?
Didn't have a chance.
No, but I.
So he was a funny. That's. I'm just finding it hard to believe that it's funny Germans without Jewish writers.
Now, who writes jokes over
How
there?
Does this happen?
Yeah, but I think the Jewish funny ones. They prefer to leave and then come
the
over here and work
out.
Here
yeah,
because they
enough.
Have
yeah,
more
yeah.
options here.
Yeah,
you know?
More opportunities.
So yeah.
So do you think that might hurt the scene in Germany? Because everybody, once you get a little name, you're going to come away and take it away with you? Or?
I was actually, you know, I love to move to New York, and I have every, I could,
I
have the, I have the possibility to come over here. I could tour there for like 2 months, and that money would be enough to live here.
Yeah. Wow.
But.
Right? Well, I'm going to Germany on your recommendation to get some of this money.
That was the move that Tasha's talking about. You're going to move your ass to Germany.
Yeah, I'm out to Germany.
Shit, right?
Thank
you.
No.
You see?
Yeah,
it's
my
all
passport
around.
Already clear. I'm ready.
Stamp it.
I don't know if you know what comedy is like in New York, but I'm going to do spots for 1 weekend and go on a European tour.
Nico woke up real quick in 2 months for the whole time.
Let's get him on our 220 tour in Germany, and he'll be on the whole tour.
He woke up so quick. God.
Yeah.
You woke up.
Yeah. I was waiting
for
that.
Would you dare to come? Like for
yes, everybody come to Germany. Yeah.
But I mean, you don't have this. You don't have the open mics. You don't have the. You just have like.
That's right.
You just have 2,000 people.
That's right.
Yeah. You're just gonna make enough money in 2 months to come.
Yeah.
Who's not?
Yeah. Well, I got it.
Shit.
I gotta say, I know I picked up acting for
Here we
you,
go. Here we
but
go.
I'm also picking up acting for you as well.
There we go.
Even outside of the Netflix, I'm seeing acting with you.
I did. Yeah. I did so. 4 movies. I did Warner Brothers movies and German ones.
Awesome.
But actually, right now, there's something I'm not even daring to say.
It's acting.
No, it's not actually acting because I'm very superstitious. I don't want to talk about it.
It's
but it's something I'm. It's my project. And it's my heart and soul and my everything.
Oh.
And I don't care if it's like big or not big or people like it or don't like it. It's just like I'm writing on this for a year now. I'm not even involved. It's something like I would write about Nico and I wouldn't even be in there.
Right.
And this project is like my whole everything. And every day I'm in this little coffee shop in front of my house. And when you see New York, you hate everything. About where you come from, you know, because it's like there's no life in there. It's like compared to New York, the whole other world is like sad. And I have
it's country.
Like,
the country ass niggas out there.
But I have to tell you one story.
You call them country ass
first
niggas.
Time I came, first day after I was 2 months in New York, I came back to Germany. I was walking in my little hood to my coffee shop, and there's always like this clean German people. Nobody does anything. Everybody's waiting for the light to get green, and everybody's very robot, you know?
Yeah.
And then there was a homeless lady, and we never have this in this kind of cities, maybe in some place. And there was a homeless lady in the middle of the street, and she took off her pants and was peeing on the street.
Yeah,
and I was like, all the Germans, they were like shocked, you know, they were like round this woman looking, nobody knew what to do, call the police, do what. And I was missing New York so much. I had my keys in my hand. I felt very like, this is my hood, this is my place. And I was walking and I was like, yeah, that's New York, you know. And I felt like, you know, I'm from, this is what I miss, actually, you know, like
pissing
I miss
in the street. That's how you could.
Yeah, even the sad sad things you miss them when
you're. That's
you
how you see us as people who just piss in the
yes,
street.
Yes. This is if you ask
asshole.
Me what is New York, it's like people pissing on the street. This is New York.
Sad is a strong word for that.
No,
like
I'm
some
kidding.
People love to feel the breeze when they're peeing. Like that's not like I could I saw 5 sadder things on my way over here, including the epic dump somebody took on the platform.
You saw
I'm
that?
Saying
I
no.
wanted you to see it.
And I said, Dad, what are you doing here?
You know what I'm doing.
There's a studio for that.
I mark my territory.
Have you seen a masturbator yet?
No.
No. Okay, well,
I've done things here where, like, Sherrod, the next day he was like, how could you? And this is dangerous. And I was like, why? I didn't know. Like, I used the block. He was like, don't do that. And I was like, just I was alone around with this one guy on this block. And then he was in the train.
She got out, you can't take the train
at like 1 a.m. there and blah.
That
and
is fine. Three or four gets like you shouldn't.
But if you ain't from here, 1 a.m. might as well be 3 or 4 because you can get stabbed.
No, there's cops everywhere. You're fine.
You might be right.
Well,
they show up for you.
Yeah. They're there before I knew I needed a cop.
It took a while.
Now, what about Iranian stuff? Let's get back to the motherland.
Yeah, I do
a
lot.
Last time you do a show over there. For your people.
Oh, no, it's not allowed for it's
you're
now.
You're damn right. You can't do no comedy and drop. No. You can't drive. Yeah.
No, wow. No. The drive thing is Saudi Arabia.
It's a little bit everywhere. It's a taste of that in other places, too.
Iran. We talked about that. People mix all that up in the Middle East or everything. No. Iranian women, they're doctors, they're lawyers, they're CEOs, they're
black. So they're real busybodies, huh?
But on the other side, you have to wear
they don't
the
know
hijab,
their place, is what you say.
You have to wear the hijab by law, which is not beautiful.
Oh, in Iran.
In Iran. Mm. So even if you were a tourist, even if you would come as a tourist, you have to wear it.
How dare you pronounce it right? But Iran is what we say in America.
Iran.
They run from a good fight. That's what we
say. Okay, now I got you.
Iran. But, Iran means like, ugh.
But people are very brave. They're on the streets fighting. They're very revolutionary. All the females. What I always love, I told you, I'm always, you know, fighting for the rights of every minority. And what I love is, because right now Muslims are very discriminated in Germany.
Yeah, they are.
In Germany, they're all oh my God, this is the enemy kind of thing. So
a real situation in Germany because they really get attacked. It's like a lot of pushback on both sides.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people feel like we're reliving what we lived, and I don't want to trivialize the Holocaust because that was a whole different thing.
It never happened.
But no. What I mean is like the beginnings. See what he says?
No, it's a joke. The name of the show is Race Wars. I can do what I want.
In German, I wouldn't be canceled. I would be like, my life would be over forever, you know? But he's saying that. Okay, so
where's your proof? If I do it in a dumb voice, people know it ain't really me.
But
it's a
jokey thing. They have a lot of prejudice against Muslims, and they talk the same talk like they did, still do,
back
about Jews.
Yeah.
And, dangerous, that's not us, this is the other. So I'm fighting for them, even though I'm not religious, but I'm fighting for every minority who has...
You don't go to the mosque? You don't go to the mosque?
The mosque. Yeah, I've been to the mosque. I've been to synagogue. I've been to Tel Aviv 2 weeks ago. And I have a Jewish comedian, a friend of mine, Noam. She's coming tomorrow from Tel Aviv.
Name?
Noam.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a Jewish Iranian comedian from Tel Aviv.
Oh,
and she got I don't know how you Jewish girl. She's so smart. She got a scholarship from Harvard Boston for doing a research about comedy.
Cool.
And she's a great woman. She's coming tomorrow because I invited her for this show.
Amazing.
So Noam is coming tomorrow. So I'm trying to connect with artists all over the world, especially the ones who have, as I said, the struggle. But in Germany, as I said, because you ask about Iran, right now there are women in Iran, and this is what I love. There are women taking their scars off in the middle of blah, even though they might get tortured for that.
Who did it?
But then what I love is not the part where you fight for your freedom. I love the part where there are women with hijab who are saying, I'm a Muslim. I want to wear that, but I'm going to stand next to you and fight for your right to take it off.
Right.
So this is the love I'm looking for like the both sides. Because right now people are like, the Muslims, they're all blah and they should take off the blah. And I'm like, no, look at this woman. She's fighting for her, and she's fighting for her to put it on, and she's fighting for her to take it off.
Right.
And this is what I'm trying to do. I'm not religious. Every time I fight for Muslims, they're like, look at the way you dress. You wouldn't even could dress like that in a Muslim country. I was like, no, I couldn't dress like that in a dictatorship country like Iran. But as a Muslim, I could be a totally reformist Muslim who says I'm a Muslim, but I know gay Muslims, I know gay blah. The world has changed.
Well, you know gay Muslims?
Of course.
Write them their addresses. We will deal with you.
Wow.
We will deal with them. You make a deal.
Come on. Yeah. So that was. I said my part.
Now, have you performed there? You performed there.
No, in Iran, this is the
You can't
bad
perform
thing.
There.
No, as a woman, you can have every CEO job, but you cannot perform in any kind of entertainment in
That's
front
so
of
sad.
Men. You can perform in front of women. You can do a huge comedy show.
So wait a minute.
Do you have to wear something?
Wait, this is funny to me.
It's funny, right?
This is funny. Back in the day, they used to do that everywhere. So men, used to have to play the woman's parts in like plays.
Right.
So they do that
there? In
the
Middle Ages. Yes.
So men have to play the woman's parts.
No, in movies, women can play, but they.
But what about like Broadway, like a live show, like a live theater
that's
show?
That's an interesting question. We have theater, but
so
they wear the hijab.
So it had to be men playing women.
Yeah, yeah. But it's wow. like
ain't nothing gay in that, Muslim.
Yeah, but singing was weird because the voice of a woman can be very attractive mm-hmm. to men. So singing always has like a sexual vibe
yeah.
to it. Also, is stand up because stand up you're on the stage, you're telling your story. It's provocative.
Yeah,
and of course, there's a censorship by government. So even as a man, you have to give them your text. And
before.
They say, this is not, this is allowed, this is not.
So you can't ad-lib.
The art, but they are groups. I love their theater groups, like really talking shit about
right.
the government
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
But they do it like this, and then they really fighting with all their heart, you know?
That's the beauty of art.
That you can try to get away that shit.
You learn the code, and you figure out how to add on to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And get around right. the code, and get your voice out despite the code.
I love a
good code.
Revolutionary.
Yes, me too.
Yeah,
we are
revolutionary.
Yeah.
Are there
yeah.
things you can't joke about over there?
In Iran, you mean? Or?
In Iran and Germany.
Yeah, no, Germany is
Germany
like
is
here.
No, Germany, no,
like,
it ain't. No,
but
it ain't.
Of course,
just
of course.
Just like I said, the Holocaust never happened.
Yeah,
you can't say that shit.
We have. I was asked about, of course, we have Jewish comedians. They can cross the line, but even it's Germany, our history, and I think it's good like that. I think it's good that our history taught us a lesson that we should know better than the rest of the world how dangerous prejudices are or how dangerous if you treat a minority like this.
Yeah.
Still, oof. I'm so like really shocked how right now the right wing is getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And when you tell them, hey, that's what you say is like the exactly same words they used for Jews, yeah. then they're like, no, that's not the same.
Yeah.
Don't call me a Nazi. I hate Muslims and I hate blacks and I hate those, but I'm not a Nazi.
So you
and
spoke
you're
to
like,
my father.
What the fuck?
Germany's the only country in the world where they skipped over Jews to get to everybody else. That's never happened
that's
in all history.
Joke,
nobody ever
people.
Skips
yeah.
the
that's
Jews to get to black
stage,
people
yeah.
and Muslims.
Yeah.
Just in Germany.
And right now, the right wing, because they know they cannot talk about Jews, a lot of them, they're like, but we love the Jews, but we have a problem with the Muslims. And
that's not
like,
a code for hating.
Like 80 years ago, that's 80.
Yeah.
Imagine
but
that
you know what a Jew hears? Because to a Jew, we know goddamn well nobody says I hate the Muslims and the blacks, but not the Jews. Nobody does that. So when you say I love the Jews, it's more dangerous. It's more dangerous than if they just said, I hate the Jews, the Muslims, and the blacks.
And
because they're pretending that they don't.
It's like when I say on stage, when they said Mel Gibson said the whole thing about the Jewish thing, I was like, if you hate Jews, you hate blacks. Because nobody skips over us to get to other people.
If you hate black people, you're
right.
Nobody's like, out of my way, nigger. I got to get to these thieves.
And I'm invited to, I met two Israeli, the top two Israeli artists, invited me over there to Tel Aviv for a show. I haven't done it yet. And what I loved, you know what they say? Every time I said, like, I know Iran, how they talk about Israel, and I'm sorry for that, even though it's not my, but I'm sorry that my government, and they're always, you know what their first reaction is? Yeah, but the worst happened in Europe. I was like, even when you talk to them about Iran, what Iran is saying right now about Israel, they're like, yeah, but the worst happened over there in Germany. But if I would say that in Germany, everybody would look at me like, oh, how can you? Iran is the enemy.
Right.
The Arabs are the enemy.
Yeah.
And you like, don't forget, it's like 80 years ago when
is
you
no time.
I understand their discomfort.
Yeah.
I really do. Like the German people that I know who are like my age and very like mild and young and everything, like I do understand that real heaviness of the history that you were born into the culture, but you didn't do the history.
It's not your
and
fault.
And I understand how fucking heavy that must feel to people there, and you can't get away
but
from
it's
it.
Just like slavery.
It's
like
a Jewish person. When I hear somebody's a German, I can't get it out of my head. I just can't get it out of my head. And I don't think it's your fault. And I, you know, you are so lovely. But I can't not think it.
You're right. But you know, I'm not talking about them being, you know, every time they're said, we're ashamed of our past. I'm like, no, it's not about you being ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed for something your grandfather did. But we had a chance. But what I say is like, we had the chance that we were taught the Third Reich. We were taught about it so much at school that we should know better. You know, if I met a Nazi from some other country, I'll be like, okay, he's stupid. He doesn't know. But as a German, I had people, I met them who, how do you say, who survived the concentration camps.
Right.
I met them as a, they took us to our schools. They talked to us. Yeah. So it's much worse when I am a Nazi than if it's from another country, because I learned it. They took us to the concentration camps. We all cried. We were like fifth grade. And they were like, oh, wow, look at this. They have this plate on the floor of the concentration camp in Buchenwald.
We were the
in
Six
Buchenwald.
Flags when we was in school. Yeah, they took us to Six Flags. Everybody suffered different.
Now, you know.
I want to see if you cry.
Hold on,
I want to see if you cry.
Let me get this out first, because I don't think I'm going to get the chance.
Give me one second. They have a plate on the how do you say, like a, from stone plate something on the,
oh, like
on the concentration,
oh, okay.
A plaque on the floor.
Yeah.
And there's written all the countries from which they killed people, like Jews from everywhere, and also other like Sinti and Roma and people who are they killed. And the plate is always on body temperature. How is that? So you know when you feel that, you get the goosebumps,
chills,
cry, you get the chills. Yeah. So I mean we were taught that. So that's why I'm not excusing anybody in Germany for having even slightly right thoughts. Because in Germany it's different. And I don't care if you talk about Muslims, about Jews, about blacks, about Christian people, about gays, about whoever. Mm-hmm. If you have Nazi thoughts, fascistic, how do you say?
Fascistische
Gedanken. Fascistic thoughts. Then I will fight you.
Ran with that one.
I will fight you. And I don't care for people saying, you need to stick with your comedy. Don't go into politics. Fuck you and fuck everybody.
You know, what you wanted to say? You wanted to
a lot of things now.
There we go.
But, I don't know. Like, it always like kind of grinds my gears when people say, like, I can't believe people still feel this way.
Right.
Because we learned that lesson in America every fucking day.
Yeah.
To where they always felt that way. Yeah. The Holocaust happened and 6 million people died.
Yeah.
And the Nazis were a thing. All of them didn't go to jail.
Right.
And a lot of them had family members that felt like, well, you know, you took this person away and they were just doing this job. All that bullshit, right?
Right, right.
So those feelings didn't go anywhere.
Right.
They just couldn't be proud anymore.
Right.
So when they changed it and it's not Jews, that thing never went anywhere.
Yeah,
they were just looking for somebody to hate. So when people, that naivete of people like, oh, I can't believe this. It's been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's you don't hang around
here,
those people, but it's been there.
It's the same with racism here when people go, oh, Trump is making people racist.
No, Trump didn't do anything.
Now they feel brave enough to come forward, but it didn't go anywhere since from slavery
it's
till
been,
now.
There is a funny thing. We have a word in Germany called Entnazifizierung, which means they had to
hold
do
on
things
let,
in
let
the.
Let me get the rest of this out.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because he's ready to go. You better shoot.
I'm
Nico. Shoot.
So passionate about this topic.
She learned some English, didn't she, boy?
She knows more English than she lets on. That's my thing.
She learned that English, didn't she, boy?
I was listening to it like, well, when you gonna take a breath?
I'm sorry.
Run out of words.
I made a living out of
term called Infasti Nazi Officer. That means.
I feel like this, when you learn the history sometimes, you create certain things in people, right?
Yeah.
So like, for me anyway, and I'm weird because I would have went to school to be like a history teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's something in when you teach the history to where, imagine as a white kid going to school and you find out that your ancestors owned people, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine looking like the people that were owned.
Right.
And think about
that.
What that does to your psyche.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You create a superiority complex in the white kid, and you create an inferiority complex in the people that look like the people that were the slaves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now, do you stop teaching history? Who does that?
I think you have to continue to teach the history, but there has to be a point where we say as a country, like, hey, but this thing was wrong. Like, hey, this happened, and this is how we are dealing with it and moving forward.
Right.
Because we keep looking at the history, like, what happened, but we're not looking at the results and how to, like, come together and unify. So it's like, oh, yeah, we had slaves before.
We just find new people to hate.
Yeah, that's it.
Look at what she just said with Germany, to where it's like, oh, we can have these feelings, but as long as it's not about the Jews who we fucked over before.
It's the feelings that's the problem.
Yeah, but you know what?
Exactly.
Their credit,
exactly what you said.
But
right
they
now.
Bring
Thank
people
you.
To the schools
Thank
and
you.
Show them, you know, what these are the current repercussions of the history. We don't have that. To
no,
be
yeah,
fair,
we do.
No, we don't. We
Dylan
don't have
Roof
people.
Went into a black church.
Yes, I understand
and shot
that,
it
but we
right.
don't. Yeah. But that's not
after
a school.
A good service.
But that is not a school subject. You know what I mean? But that's exactly my point. We don't have education in our schools as a white person who went to public school, we were taught that slavery is over and all that stuff is over.
But,
and even though, yes, from seeing things in the world, we understand that it's not over. over. That's no. not that's not still, what we're taught. Still, and if you want to sit back and be like, well, I was taught that it's over, you're allowed to say that because that's what we were taught. It's over. And at least, I'm not saying it's perfect, but at least in Germany, they're taught that it's not really over. Like, it continues today. Totally. So whether they make it specifically about the Jews or other people, our thing is, we're good now. That's what we're taught.
But the thing is, in America, everything we don't learn in school, we pay for on the streets, nigga. So that's how it is. You got to come out of that building and deal with the reality of what that shit did to this country.
I guess my first question was going to be like, A, because I'm obviously not white, but.
Wait, what? Out.
You know what I'm saying?
Out.
You're just purple.
You know? But it's one of those things where I go, wait, they do. Like, you see it all the time. All the fucking feel bad white people movies that come out year after year on top of Black History Month where we put the shit in pictures all the time. Yeah. It's very known.
I guess that I'm talking about specifically because public school is government mandated. So I'm saying what do we as a society publicly agree on that our taxpayer dollars are going to go and teach kids? That's what I'm saying. Not Hollywood, which is the Jews. Not this or that. So I'm saying what does the government acknowledge happens?
That's well, why it's not you got go to the American Museum or the new museum in D.C. The whole history told through our perspective. And it's all facts and truth. And this, African-American Museum in D.C.
This is why, like, white people can annoy us when it comes to this conversation when you go, what's the government do? Fuck the government. What are you doing in your house? What about in your house? Because it's little small shit. Like, this whole conversation we have about privilege. Ain't nobody asked Black people what they really think about that shit. That white male privilege became the argument. It's like, that's never what we were arguing. We were talking about white privilege. And white women and white men, y'all own that shit together. You know what I'm saying? White women were more dangerous to us in the fucking Reconstruction era than anything.
If they said anything about you, they'd get you killed. Anything, if they said a nigga looked at me, you get you killed.
But then when the
Emmett Till, that's how he got killed.
But now look at it. When the Me Too movement started and the Black community was like, well, you know, we gonna hold. What? You're not going with the movies. Like, no, it's that in our history, when it came to Black v. white, in particular, white woman versus Black community, they burned our shit to the ground with our kids in it.
Yeah, but now, I mean, we get to stand on stage and we could, like if it's not going well, you could tell a white woman to suck your dick if you wanted to. And
you can say that.
That's when it's going well.
But you're not going to get the Netflix special.
But hold on, wait. Pete, what he just said, right? You can do that, but what's the adjective they give you? Angry. You look at Chappelle's shit, his most recent special. I seen somebody yesterday. Oh, he was angry. It's like
Chappelle.
You know how the Germans call me?
That's how niggas talk. We talk like that. That's not anger.
And you know, I achieved a lot of things as a German woman. I'm a German. I have Iranian roots, and of course, I speak another language. But I'm German. I'm always in every press, every blah, every German Iranian woman. It's not never our girl. I said that in so many interviews. I was like, I'm missing so much. There's some. I have some like. There are some blonde girls who do nothing but like dating a football player or something. Right. But it's
German.
Always our girl, Lainey, our girl,
Julia. Or they just get their name.
Anissa, I'm working for the Netflix special. I don't go on red carpets. I'm a girl, I love high heels, everything, but I don't go just to maintain my artistic integrity. I don't go there just to state I'm an artist. I don't care for some red carpet, blah, blah, blah. I don't do that. Still, it's always the German-Iranian woman, Anissa Amani, has blah, blah. And I was like, why am I not German? Everything I say, good or bad, it's like, so don't you want to talk about Iran? Iran is worse than Germany. I'm like, hey, listen, this is my home country.
From here.
I'm talking about Germany. Yeah. It's like me talking about my parents.
Yeah, but
if I say something good or bad, this is my country, Germany. But I'm not watched at the... Then there's a blonde guy or blonde girls. I don't want to say names. They have different citizenships too. They have they are also mixed. There's some blah roots, Italian roots. It's always our boy, our boy.
So you think it's more about Christianity than it is?
It's
about?
It's more about I'm a woman of color. I'm seen. I'm seen as an how do you say as a outside. Migrant? As a migrant. Immigrant. I can do whatever I want. I can say whatever I want.
But you'll never be German to them.
It's the Iranian girl talking. Even if I do good things to maintain. As an artist, and I said, I'm get a lot of things where I could take the money, and I'm not coming from money. I'm helping my parents, everything. But they're still like the Iranian German girl in Isamani.
Well, what I'm saying is like, I mean, that happens everywhere. You did it earlier when he asked you how many German comics are. You said, oh well, we have two Arba, whatever the fuck they are, from Africa. You didn't say they were German. You said they were Arba.
You're right.
So you you're right.
From down
there? Yeah, you're right.
But no, but he asked me if there's anybody of color. The color. But they're to me, they're Germans. Yeah, Teddy is German. But he said, do they have color? I said, yes, we have some. Yeah, and their roots are Eritrean.
But
that's
why
he has
But what
the
I'm
color.
Saying is when you go, why do they refer to me as Iranian, blah, blah, blah. When you literally just refer to them as the African niggas over there that speak German. That's what you say.
No, but they're German.
No, no, no.
In her own language.
It's like if somebody asks, is there a German comedian with like dark hair? And they would say, yeah, there is Anissa. And like the reason is maybe because her parents are from Iran. This is, I needed to, I couldn't go into details. He just said, do you have black comedians? I said, yeah, I do have. With because they're from Eritrea, they might have a different skin color,
right,
but they're
right.
German, and maybe more Germans than any other.
It's still the same thing. It's a microcosm
but you're right.
of it,
it
but
should,
it's still
it
the
should
same
change.
Thing.
You know what I don't care? I don't care if somebody asks me for my roots. You mm-hmm. can ask me, what is your roots? Of course I do love Iran, but if I stay in New York 2 years, I might talk about New York, then New York will also be part of my roots.
Well,
it's not that I'm not angry if somebody says, you do have Persian roots, do you? Of course I talk on stage
it's
all
like
the time.
It's like African-Americans.
Well, look, they call us African
American, but
I've only ever lived in the United States.
Right. Right.
So they hyphenate my citizenship all the time.
Yeah.
But by that same token,
you also feel American, though, right? You
I don't
feel,
even
I'm
check.
100%
right.
American.
I'm American. Like
I don't
like
even check the African-American box.
Likewise.
I check nothing.
I fucking
I check nothing because I'm not African-American. I'm American.
That's right, American. Right.
I wanted to get that news. You just touched her, and all of a sudden, she took your powers and shit. And you
know.
Watch it. You just touched my ass.
Like, yo, someone. Nico, yo,
I'm about to read
him.
Your ass.
Nico,
you just touched
me.
You messed up there.
So start reading. Time.
But so what just happened? I think that's dope because it's one of those things where it's like we're a part of our own problems as much as we're a part of our solutions.
I agree.
Because it, and I'm glad you noticed that because I would have completely fucking missed it. But that is the thing that we all do. We're guilty while also being innocent.
Yeah.
And for all the righteousness that we try to put out, you gotta acknowledge what you also do.
Yeah, right. How you add to it.
Right.
But it's a philosophical thing. You have thesis, then antithesis. Like sometimes, you know, they put you, like in the history here, they put you in the ghetto. Then you'll be proud to be in the ghetto. Then you start to say, I am Iranian. You know what? I don't even like you anymore. I'm going to New York, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, of course he's right. It's always, it's a part, but I think it's a difference. It's important who is saying that in which context. I don't care if you ask me for my roots and how many countries I love or I feel I have a huge connection to Iran. Of course I do. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm often in America, I have also a little connection to America. You know,
you're gonna be moving.
But it's the difference.
You're
if
moving,
like a,
right?
The, yeah, she's,
but
you're moving.
The, yeah, you
what?
Are.
You're moving.
I'm moving.
Yep.
To where?
You're moving here.
You're coming here.
Yeah.
You're moving to America.
Well, she's already tasted the
Americans.
I told her last time she was here.
Well, she's moving.
America's. You already been met.
I'm sure I'd already got room
a lot
for
of
it.
Like, I know that, you know.
I'm selling airspace right above me.
Yeah, just want to make sure that your parents are good first, you know, clearly. But you're moving. You got to be living over here.
I don't think
Yo,
I would dare.
Do you guys
I'm
ever,
telling you.
Do you guys ever think that maybe like half of these race problems that we have is just because people need an enemy? Like you know what I'm saying? You need a villain. Like
they need
somebody,
a foil.
You need the villain so that way you feel better about like so if it wasn't black people, it'd be Asian people. If it wasn't Asian people, it'd be Muslim.
Yes.
If it wasn't Muslim, it'd be somebody to make you feel like, all
right,
it's us versus them.
And
it's tribalism.
I mean,
it's tribalism.
Because what happens at the like what happens if somebody goes, oh yeah, the Germans did this and you're just like, so? Like, what if you just said so?
Yeah.
Then what happens after that? Then what happens? Okay, yeah, all the problems happen, but so? What are we going to do now? I know what happened then, but what are we going to do now? Why do we keep talking about then instead of right now?
Well, you have people that miss those times because they were doing better during those times.
But, okay, but like, so here's what I'm saying. For example, like, you're from Germany, right? Like, yeah, exactly. So, like, you're from Germany, right? But then you have this whole, I hate what my people are doing, but what if you're just like, yes, I get it. My people did that, but I'm not that. So I don't care. We don't need to talk about it, you know? And then you represent your country with pride. Like, I'm from New Mexico. All the bad shit that happens in New Mexico, I ain't gonna tell y'all it because I'm trying to make it seem like, yo, I come from a place that's dope, not a place that's like, oh, I hate being from there too, because then that makes
your
whole country.
You know what
they
call New Mexico, New Mexico? Well, no Mexicans.
Farts. Can you imagine people would be so upset, and I would understand why they're upset if they were talking about, you know, the legacy of slavery or whatever in this country and racism that like endures every fucking second of the day and a white person just goes, so?
They do it every day.
But I'm saying it's not, I'm saying
you
my
broke
point,
the
point
everybody
is, you just make a point. The point is that you, not only is it a shitty look, but you can't do it because it's not then, it's now. Do you know what I mean?
But
the
here's
past
the thing.
Isn't just then.
Okay, you got
here's,
this, okay.
Here's the thing, every time, look, every time you say like something like, well, what happens, like, because people are going to get upset. If you're worried about people getting upset, then you're going to find other ways to say that shit that you actually mean instead of just saying the thing that you mean. So sure. You do things like redlining, and you do things like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm sorry, this is declined, or you can't move into this neighborhood. Yeah. Instead of just saying, nigga, we don't want to live next to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you mm-hmm. make it plain, then it's like, all right, you don't like me, I don't like you, we just cut it in half like yeah. that. But when you start making up all this imaginary shit, that's when we get upset yeah. and think we can't
oh,
handle
you're saying,
it.
You're saying if that's how you feel, yeah, then if, say it.
Because we know.
Yeah, we already
get tired
know.
Of the microaggression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, microaggression.
I get
yep.
tired of talking to somebody.
I always call people on this shit.
I was doing a podcast mm-hmm. here, right? Yeah, yeah. Another podcast. And the lady on the podcast, White Lady Shaman, right? Uh-huh. And she was talking about R. Kelly. And I said, in the same time I'm talking to y'all, and I'm actually very calm right now. Right. Just how I talk. Yeah. Move my hands a lot. She was like, oh, yeah, somebody was listening to R. Kelly on the radio on the train, and I was so triggered. I was joking. I was like, oh, really? That's what triggered you? Go fall down. The immediate reaction was, like, I called her a whore or some shit like that. Yeah. And then somebody who's known me for years was like, yeah, you got really aggressive with Alice. That's aggressive.
A white person said that?
Of course.
Oh, boy.
I was like, aggressive? Oh, my aggression don't look like that. It don't sound like that. Yeah. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. That's me how the aggression starts to sound. But, like, but I know.
But you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, that in of itself is an ism. And yeah. I know that.
Is, yeah. that is,
but
that
as soon as
America.
I bring it up, like, mm-hmm. no, you just, yeah. you feel a way because I look how I look and I spoke with my fucking hands. It's like, oh, I'm being, no, you're mm-hmm. not.
Yeah.
But admit that that's what it is. Don't give me that bullshit See? About me telling you as you sit on the floor yeah, to go fall right. down, you felt like you were being threatened.
Sometimes it's like, I think there is no interaction socially. So like, if you're not around black people, you might not know. Get how we yeah. joke and what right. looks like yeah. aggression. So mm-hmm. we could just be joking around.
Yeah.
And you think it's some other shit. Like,
you ever
no.
go to a Chinese right. restaurant and then they start talking to each other like this? Somebody about to fight back
yeah.
there.
Somebody, yeah. yeah.
They about
yeah.
to fight. And he means like this. Here's your rice. Yeah. Like, y'all ain't fighting?
Exactly.
Remember
y'all screaming at each other.
When we met downstairs, me and Taj Schmidt, I said, I love your voice. I love the way you talk. Yeah. Now, how many nice. People have accused you of being like short with them mm-hmm. or like you're trying to act like you're smarter than when you're speaking?
All the
and
time.
All the time.
Right.
And all you do is speak and it's like, that's yeah, not that's on me. That's
yeah.
you.
Right. That's how you yes. taking yeah. that, how I'm doing it. Yeah.
Yes. That's yeah. all you. Her voice ain't doing nothing but just being. Mm-hmm. She's just being.
No, it's yeah. talking down to me like she better than me.
Right.
But you read books?
Oh, you read? Oh, you on that white shit. You read? Yeah. Excuse me?
Yeah. I know it's interesting, kind of like on a note, right? Mm-hmm. I was an executive. I was a chief of staff, chief of development and partnerships. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of, you know, clients that were coming that were Caucasian, mm-hmm. and they would assume that I was the receptionist or an admin.
Oh, of course.
And I'm like sitting at the front desk, and they would come in and be like, "Oh, Sizzles. You know, I'm here for an interview. So-and-so. I'm here to see Natasha Leith." And I'm like, "Okay, what are you here for? Can you go get her?"
It's like bitch, I am her. Like,
you should have just been. You got her. Like,
you know what? She's not taking meetings.
I actually was like, sure, great, let me go get her.
Uh-huh.
And I would go
get right
Jake.
Back.
I would go get my colleague.
2 or 3 6 just.
And I would say, Jake, because it was a counterpart interview.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Jake, are you meeting with this person? He goes, yeah, we're meeting them together. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Natasha Leith. I'm the chief of staff.
And then.
And we are not hiring you.
Yeah.
That's high level
black woman today. That's high level. It's high level.
It's over.
But let me ask you a question. Like, you don't you kind of like when you go home at night, don't you like pray that one of those moments is going to happen at work? Like, you just
pray. I love it.
You try to know it. You just like,
what shit am I going to walk into today? Let's do it. I actually walk in. I went to work one time with braids purposely. Like, I put braids in my hair.
Okay.
I was like, braids just down. And they were like, oh, you need to go get me some coffee. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Great. We are not closing this fucking deal today.
Right.
Okay. So.
Wow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But, you see it from far away, and then once you comment on it, all of a sudden, oh no!
Oh,
but
whole,
it wasn't
oh,
that.
The whole vibe blah, blah, blah. Changes.
Yo, that's what I think. That's what it is. I think when it comes to like why this shit is so muddled is the fact that black people, like, just because of survival instincts, black people, minorities, brown people, we have to see it coming a mile ahead.
Yeah,
we can't let it just walk up on us. Whereas you are just like, why is everybody?
I've seen people.
It's different,
and that's not an attack on you.
Can
I say what that is? Can I say what that is real quick?
Please.
That is what white privilege is.
Is what?
White privilege is not having to worry about that type of shit coming. Okay? Whereas as black people or people of color, we have to see the microaggressions coming in every interaction that we have because we don't know what's what.
And try not to be a part of it.
While white people don't have to do deal with any of that because who's going to stop them?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't give a fuck, and that's what the privilege is.
Sure.
So when we talk about white privilege, that's what we mean.
I do want to say that. I do want to say that Jew is not white. Cool. But yes, no. Yes.
Only on the coast.
Karen, you're great.
Only on the coast.
Jew is
only on the coast.
Not white. But yes, of course.
He knows that.
I know that I pass. I do know that.
In Kansas, you're white. Like, that's just like...
I mean, I've been in Myrtle Beach. I was not white there.
Is Jewish now? What is it now? Because I always thought it was a religion or heritage. Heritage, right?
It's a religion, but it's also very, it's also a national. I mean, Israeli is a nationality, which is synonymous, almost synonymous with Jew.
Yeah,
almost.
She's Israeli.
Because I'm Israeli, right? So I have a particular chip about it. I'm a dual citizen and the whole deal. And so, Jew, it's funny because I know I'm like a very white Jew.
Yeah. So you got
my mom is not. My mom looks like you.
Oh.
And so, because she is an Iraqi Jew.
Well, y'all
Jew.
Originally black people.
So, it's so funny because they're half of my family. My dad,
so Ashkenazi,
looks the same. Exactly. Yes. And my mom knows what discrimination's like, right? Yeah. In a way that I don't. And that's my mother, because I don't look like her
the
way.
Got the olive
she looks like Anissa.
Tasty olive.
So she's gotten it in a way that I haven't, because I'm a blonde white person.
Sis, you look at some of the white kids that grew up in the hood. Some white people that grew up in the hood around black people around the time when Roots was coming out. Mm-hmm. They got beat up in school. They don't want to hear none of that shit about black people being weak, because as far as they know, they haven't seen a weak black person in their life. No, real shit.
Yeah.
They haven't seen a weak black person in their life. Yeah. They were their bullies. Yeah. They were, in some cases, they were their friends, and then you had the opposite of that. You got the white kids that grew up in the hood.
Yep.
Black people bought them in. They say nigga around their black friends all that. If they catch you saying that shit, they're ready to cut your fucking throat.
Yeah.
I mean, and ain't nothing you could tell them.
My dad's black. I totally get it.
You got Shiraz.
I get it. Listen, there's things I can say. There's things I can say when I'm physically in his presence, and there's things I cannot say at all out of his presence.
Sometimes I just make him say stuff in front of black girls so they can jump her. Teach her a lesson. Get my girl tough.
Ask her if you could touch her hair, Karen. Go ahead.
Girl's Karen. Hey, guys.
See what
can
fucking
I touch
happens.
That's my girl.
But you see, the way that we sitting here talking, and this is an actual discourse, that part doesn't happen enough.
Right.
It's a lot of black and white conversation, the whole shit. The answer is gray.
Yeah.
Because you ask most black people, they really just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
But then you have a lot of people in America that feel like get the good old boys. They're like, you know, it's not enough, you know, white people making babies and all that type of shit, right? Yeah. That's because they're afraid of something. Mm-hmm. And what they never say is they're afraid of the fact they think we want revenge.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, by all metrics, you should be right.
Yeah, you should be.
But there's a lot more love in us than you actually
understand.
Yeah,
than you actually understand
if
or know about.
If you try to find and figure out that love and give us love, and you can receive that love from us. It's the same shit.
Because we don't... And then, like, they talk about Mexicans and all that shit.
Yeah.
They don't want anything from y'all.
They want
to work, get paid, and go the fuck home.
That's it. Right. They want to send the money back. They would like to even move back once they get their shit together sometimes.
They
want to
see their family.
They
want
to see their family, do well. Like, everybody wants to.
We got
to
build that wall, niggas. I don't know what y'all talking about. You better build that wall, goddammit. I think this is the end of the show. We're at the end of the show. I know we want to talk forever. I know the show is... I mean, I'm just trying to put together good programs or whatever. Everybody do some show. Out so some pluggy plugs.
I would be happy if anybody who wants to follow me on social media, of course, because I'm so proud on international comments. I just love. I'm like, write whatever you want, curse, you know, like whatever you want, but just write it in English or Chinese or Russian or whatever. So it's Anissa Amani on Instagram, and I will put this show is going to be on SetDF.
I'm gonna go get my calendar, dog.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you on the whole ZF part, this whole part.
Oh,
so you can put it on your social.
Send me all of it, yes.
Yeah, last time I got nice comments from your audience, and I was very happy. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yes. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
What are we doing tonight? Anyway.
And Mikey Mays, you can find me at Mup Nasty on Instagram.
What is it?
Mup Nasty. It's my old B-boy name.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. You know, like some things you just don't want to let go of, and I'm never letting go of it. I'm like, I still can't do the shit, but I can live on in
spirit. Is it Mup Nasty?
Yep.
Mup Nasty.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Mike, I'm gonna come back around
okay,
to Nico.
Cool.
Nico's pulling out an almanac.
He's ready. He's ready. I can make sure I get my shit out real quick. Shit. Yo, my name is Mike Brown. You can find me on all your socials at Yo Mike Brown. I have a podcast where I talk mental health with only comedians of color. It's called You Good Pod with Mike Brown. Also, I want to shout out to Brandon Collins. We have Comedy Outliers happening on this Saturday at the Bell House, September 28th, 7
That's right.
o'clock. And yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate this. I appreciate all y'all. And
doing good work. Doing good work.
Awesome.
There you go, Tosh.
Hey, guys, this is Tosh. You can find me on Instagram at talktotash922, TalTotash922. I'm having a meet and greet on Thursday, October 3rd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be amazing. Food, drinks, the whole gamut. I'm also throwing a special because September is my birthday month. My sessions are, thank you, I'm a Virgo. Virgos are the best.
Okay, Virgos,
yes. So my, that, absolutely. So I am throwing a special $50 off for a session this month. If anyone wants to book a session with me, it's $50 off for the month of September. My sessions are $275 for an hour. But good with the special that I'm throwing this month is $225. So hit me up. I can help you. I can change your entire life.
White daughter?
It's Karen. It's Karen Kardashian on Twitter, K-E-R-E-N Kardashian on Twitter, and then Karen Margolis on Instagram, K-E-R-E-N-M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S. I post on there.
Good spellings.
Yes.
Nick?
All right. You can find me on Instagram at NicoWhite93. That's N-E-K-O-W-H-I-T-E-9-3. My Introducing Me tour is coming to...
There we go.
There it is.
There he is.
The DC Comedy Loft on October 13th in DC. Come check me out. Altoona, I don't know how to say it. I'm in Altoona, PA. October 18th, it's going to be me. It's going to be Mikey. Come out to see that.
Boom.
And then on the 25th of October, I'm headlining New York Comedy Club.
Yes.
You get tickets for that at my website, NicoWhite.com. It's N-E-K-O-W-H-I-T-E.com. Come check me out. Mikey's going to be on that show. Two other special guests that I'll announce later. And I'm so grateful to be on this and talk with y'all. Thanks
Nico,
for having
me. Nico, we family. You know that.
You know
that. I'm going to take care of you now. Oh, what a great episode. What I got? I got an hour. I'm doing an hour on Saturday at the Comedy Cellar. Come through. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Come see your boy do a filthy, filthy, stinking, stinking hour. Yeah, and then we got a Hell Night. Hell Night, October 29th. It's a near-death experience show. Hell Night at the Comedy Cellar, 8 p.m. We got Artie Lang and Godfrey and Yamanika and Nikki Glazer. It's going to be a packed show. A bunch of people on there. Hell Night is the third year I think we're doing it. It's about near-death experiences, and it's going to be off the chain. Artie Lang dies three times on the way there. So. Make sure you go to ComedyCellar.com and get your tickets. Small World Comedy, nigga. Race Wars. Your mother's house. Whatever.
Yeah.